Shankara, Parvati Pati Mahadev Sri Shankara. Namaste, it's Sahara Rose, and welcome back to the Highest Self Podcast, a place where we discuss what makes you your soul's highest evolvement. I sat down with Organifi founder Drew Cannoli to have such an incredible conversation that far surpassed the physical body. But we ended up speaking much more about the light body, the body that is consciousness, the spirit realm, and how that is so connected to the foods that you eat. And it's so interesting to see other people having similar journeys that I've had, and maybe you have had too, that we start with, you know, a physical issue. Maybe you needed to lose weight. Drew Cannoli ended up losing 40 pounds. I had digestive hormonal issues, whatever it was for you. And through that process of cleaning up your diet, filling yourself up with alkalizing, plant-based powerhouse foods, you realize it's so much more than the physical, and it transcends into the spiritual. And you really realize how interconnected the mind, body, and spirit are. And this is exactly what happened with Drew Cannoli. So we talk about this in this episode and how he went from overweight Michigan boy to founding this incredible company. And if you haven't heard of Organifi, they are these incredible superfood blends. You know, it's hard to buy green juice and buy all these things on the go. And my issue is I buy them and then I forget to drink them and they go bad because you don't really can have them fresh for like a day. So I'm wasting money off of buying them. So I was really excited. I actually got an Organifi sample a couple years ago and I loved it. I ended up bringing tons of them to India because it allowed me to fill myself up with delicious alkalizing green superfoods, as well as moringa, chlorella, mint, spirulina, beets, matcha, wheatgrass, ashwagandha, turmeric, lemon, coconut water, all of these incredible gluten-free, dairy-free, vegan, USDA, organic products in a gently dried superfood powder. So I brought them to India, fell in love, and now I have it all the time here. So in this episode, we talk a lot about his journey creating Organifi, how it affects you in so many more ways than just the physical. And if you know you want to try this delicious superfood powder, then head over to Organifi.com, Organifi.com, and use coupon code Sahara for 20% off. Without further ado, let's welcome Organifi founder Drew Cannoli to the Highest Self Podcast. And before we get started, check out these brands that make Highest Self Podcast possible. This episode is brought to you by Uveda. Uveda is a modernized Ayurvedic supplement company that takes certain issues that we have, such as mood, joints, immunity, digestion, and creates these custom little packets exactly for us, infusing ancient Ayurvedic herbs with modern vitamins and minerals. I take the mood formula daily. It is great if you work a stressful job, had adrenal fatigue, ever suffer from anxiety or even depression. And it really heals you from a fundamental and holistic level. So if you want to try it out, head over to Uveda, Uveda.com. Use the code Sahara and you'll receive 35% off your first order. And they now ship to almost every country globally. So check it out. If you live internationally, they may be shipping to your country too. And they just added India, guys. Well, welcome, Drew, to the Highest Self Podcast. It's so good to have you here.
Yeah, good to be here. Thank you so much for having me on.
So the first question that I would love to ask you is, what makes you your highest self?
I think being selfless, because when I am empty of who the personality is that Drew thinks he is, then I can be everything.
So beautiful. And it's so interesting that so many people, their highest self comes back to the selflessness and being of service.
Absolutely.
So you've started a massive company and I'm a huge fan of Organifi. I actually found out about it, I feel like a couple years ago. I got a sample. I was like, this is amazing. And I like brought a bunch to India with me. So I'm really excited to be speaking with you as the founder. And I would just love to know more about your journey of how Organifi really started.
Yeah. So Organifi really started with FitLife TV. And this was 8 years ago. And I was one of the OG influencers back then, one of the first people on YouTube ever to start talking about health and wellness and stuff. And I was undergoing my own transformation. So I shot a video on an HD flip cam. I don't know if you ever remember those little USB plug-in cameras. And I declared to the world that I was going to lose 40 pounds and get in the best shape of my life. And I was going to utilize Mother Nature and all of her wholeness by drinking copious amounts of green juice and other really healthy food. And I documented my whole journey. And I would lose 2 or 3 pounds and then I'd gain it back and then I'd lose it and then gain it back. But at the end of it, in 90 days, I lost about 40 pounds of body fat. I got in the best shape of my life. I became more aware. I became the observer of my experience, the architect of my reality. And I really transformed my life. And at the same time, I was just uploading videos every single day. I'd shoot, you know, a video that was 1 minute to 5 minutes long, helping my audience transform their lives. And that's how Fit Life TV started. And we built we built the world's largest green juice following. And I was like, you know what would really help my followers the most? And it was using ancient modalities from Chinese traditional medicine, also the adaptogens and the other things used in ancient Ayurvedic medicine to formulate the world's greatest superfoods 4 years ago, which was Organifi. And we literally sold out of Organifi when we originally launched it 5 times in a row. I remember our first order, I was freaking out because we ordered 3,000 units and we're like, how are we ever going to sell 3,000 units? And I remember emailing my list at the time and we literally sold out of 3,000 units within the first 24 hours. So it just flew off the shelf. Now we have thousands of people all over the world drinking Organifi every single day. And I get to live my dream life because what I do really matters. And what I do consistently heals people and helps them break through their plateaus and what they're up against.
Wow, that is such an amazing story. And I mean, there's so many tidbits that we can take from that. First of all, people probably are like, oh, he just like suddenly sold out of the units. Like he must have gotten lucky. Like, no, you were providing so much value, creating so many videos that people just trusted you. They trusted you so much that they're like, okay, if Drew was to create a product, knowing everything that he knows, it must be amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. And it was like we were seeding the ancient adaptogens in Ayurveda, talking about turmeric and ginger and ashwagandha and all these things. And then people just bought because they believed in what they had saw. I was the demonstration of transformation. And you're right. Like when you're that in your life, people will listen to you.
So very true. So I want to talk about how did you lose the weight? Did you just add more green juice to your diet? What exactly were you doing?
Yeah, I grew up a Michigan boy, so I love the comfort food, right? The tater tots, the mac and cheese, the meatloaf, the pizza, the burgers. I mean, you name it, I was eating it. And I was a much bigger cannoli back then. And then I really started to adapt this lifestyle of not eating as much. I was just waking up in the morning, and usually I would wait, you know, to eat big in the afternoon, and my digestion would be all jacked up in the evening. I wasn't processing a lot of food that I was eating, and my body was like an escape garbage dump, and it was just putting it in my cells, and my blood test, my cholesterol was high, and all these other precursors inside my body was happening as well. And I was the manifestation of that on the outside. So I started to eat more of like an earth diet, more greens, more vegetables, copious amounts of different green, you know, just micronutrients, all these things, smaller meals. I wasn't eating as much and I was living my purpose. And what was crazy is when I started to live my purpose, I didn't require as much from the external world to make me happy. So a lot of the food that I was eating was comfort food, right? It was things that were filling my soul up and at the same time filling my digestion up and making me fat. So the more purpose I had in my life, the less fuel I needed from the external world and the more fuel I had from the internal world, be it source, be it God, be it Big J, whatever you want to call it, it was moving through me. The great animator woke me up from the inside and I didn't need the pleasures of the third dimension as much.
I can so relate to that. I also started as a food blogger and very much about that just for physical health purposes. And then it turned into, you know, taking that energy and being like, what else is there to this life? You know, I have all of this energy I want to create and live out what I'm here for. So would you say that your spiritual development would have happened had you not cleaned up your diet? Or do you think that it was inevitably just going to happen?
Well, if you look at the laws of the universe, I think one of the biggest is change your environment, change your life. And for me, my environment was all the BS that I was consuming every day. And as soon as I switched that, and as soon as I started to feel good, my vibration increased and I started to attract and manifest different desires that were always in my heart, but I didn't have the way to get there. So eating the right food, putting the right nutrients in was the first step in materializing the life that I wanted. And hadn't I not started there and saw the proof that you could literally bend the third dimension at your will, you could change your body. Your body's the easiest thing to change, right? By your thoughts and the food and the breathing and the different things that we do. And when you see that visible, tangible proof, it is so much easier to go into the different realms, like the financial realm, prosperity realm, the spiritual realm, the emotional realm, because you had the proof in the third dimension of the physical body.
And do you feel like different vegetables were kind of bringing out different qualities in your life?
Absolutely. Yeah, the sacredness of every individual plant, and then seeing the awareness and feeling different when you would consume different things and different juices, right? In your body and in your mindset. I mean, a lot of the green juice, especially with the Organifi green juice, the minute we started mixing chlorella and spirulina with ashwagandha and the moringa, I mean, dream time opens up. So you could talk about something in this physical experience, but also in the other dimensions of life that you get access to based on your nutrition and because of the pineal gland, right? So once you decalcify your pineal gland, it just opens up so much more for us.
So very true. And I love how you also brought in the ashwagandha and the Chinese herbs with the spirulina and chlorella, because that's what we really need. I feel like there's this like very strong raw vegan movement, this very strong traditional TCM Ayurveda movement. And there aren't that many people who are bringing that together and especially bringing just a solution. And I love that you did that because that's what we need. Like in my book, Eat, Feel Fresh, I call it alkaline Ayurveda. And that's literally what Organifi is. It's like, how can we alkalize something that also has this ancient, longstanding history that we know works?
Yes. Yep. And I'm glad that you said that too, because our biggest thing since the beginning was really to alkalize people. And once you're in an alkaline state, I mean, basically you could pretty much heal anything at that point.
So true. So I think a lot of people listening, they're health conscious, they're down for all this. They probably have family members, parents, et cetera, who aren't. And I like how Organifi is just really easy. So how do you think that we can support people in our family to adopt healthier lifestyle changes?
Well, I think it's, for my family, it was huge that we put reverse osmosis in their house. So starting with the water, right? And then getting them outside and getting medicine from the sun and getting medicine from the earth, like planting your feet in the ground. So even before you buy anything at all to impact and change your life, there's healing teachers, there's doctors all around you. It's just plugging into that. So my family, it was real simple. It's like, hey, why don't you do this? You got, my mom had like the sciatica pain, and it was literally just getting her to ground every day that got rid of the majority of her inflammation aside from, you know, our turmeric supplement that we have. So making it easy, I think, not trying to hit the ball out of the park right away, like a lot of people do with transformation and healing, but giving them micro commitments to do. And then also being the demonstration, because my mom also, you know, growing up, she smoked cigarettes her whole entire life. She was very much addicted to cigarettes. But as soon as she started drinking her Organifi green juice and alkalizing her body, the cigarettes started to change the flavor and she just gave up smoking. So it's giving people the tools and the vessel to actually make the change. But the bigger overall arching theme is you being the demonstration. So if you want your parents to change, you have to be that around them and not succumb to some habits and patterns that you had in the past where you just ate whatever they were eating with you because it felt like home. Like home gets to be wherever you go, not something that you're putting in your body with them.
So true. And I think a lot of us, you know, we correlate memories with food, right? My mom's meatloaf, my birthday cake, my celebration drink. And And it's like kind of consumerism in a way. It's like, okay, every time something good happens to you, every time something bad happens to you, you need to get something from the external world and put it into your body. And when we can detach ourselves from that and say, oh, well, I can celebrate with an ecstatic dance party in my room, or by taking a walk, or doing something else that doesn't have to do with essentially numbing myself with food, that's when you take back your power.
Yes, absolutely.
So you talk about detoxifying your life and how you detoxified your life from the noise, the pollution, just overall the BS. So how do you recommend people to kind of detoxify their body, but detoxify other areas of their life?
Well, I think there's so much noise out in the world today, and they're static. And we rarely calm ourselves down enough to really hear who's doing the talking from the inside. So really, really, really calling back your personal power, or as my Don would say, your seniority in this life, and getting present to your goals, your dreams, your desires, what you want to create, your relationships. Having gratitude is the overarching fundamental vibrational feeling that we must emit as human beings to take this to the next level. And just having as much gratitude and appreciation every single day, and pushing out the thoughts of scarcity, limitation, lack, I'm not enough, self-worthiness issues, all this stuff that can happen in our society today from an overstimulated Instagram/Facebook era that we're living in now. It's all around us. You got to look this way. If you're not doing this, then you're kind of a loser kind of thing that we see out in the media. And it's really calling back your personal power and knowing that that's not the real you, that the real you is so much stronger, so much brighter, so much more vibrant than what you believe yourself to be. And living from that place will detoxify the other elements and the other areas of your life so that you're not dependent on the external, so that the internal is your guiding vibration. And as your heart beats, your world starts to transform.
So true. And I think it comes down to this almost like fear. It's like, if I'm not on social media, people will forget about me, or I'm not going to be relevant anymore, or I won't know what's going on. I'm going to lose touch with people. But really, is any of that true? It's all this co-created story. And I think it just, the only thing it takes to realize that is stepping back, which is like the one thing that you don't want to do when you're in that story.
Yeah. Nobody wants to step back when they're in it, when they're in the mess, when they're in the muck, when they're in the creation. And stepping back is actually what will give you more power too, for the unseen, you know, forces and situations and circumstances that we're up against.
So true. Okay, if you're anything like me, you buy green juice, spend way too much money on it, and then forget to drink it, and it sits in your fridge. Ever happened to you? No, just me? Okay, well, I got your solution, and it is called Organifi. So Organifi is a gently dried superfood mix that has real green ingredients like moringa, chlorella, mint, spirulina, beets, matcha, wheatgrass, ashwagandha, turmeric, lemon, coconut water, all dried up. So all you have to do is add water. Yes, you do not have to use a blender. You do not have to spend $12 on a juice. You don't have to go shopping, anything. And you get all of your superfoods in one drink. They also have an amazing red juice, which is like a tart, sweet little brew, as well as Organifi Gold, which has our favorite turmeric. So I love these. They're all USDA certified organic, and I literally travel with them and have them at home every day. So head over to Organifi.com, Organifi.com, and use code Sahara for 20% off. Again, Organifi.com, and use code Sahara for 20% off your delicious green juice magic. Lots of listeners want to go back to school and something health related, but they're not really sure what to sign up for. Well, I'm really excited to share with you Southern California University of Health Sciences, located in Whittier, California. It's a premier academic institution that has been training students for more than 100 years with over 20 years of regional certification by the WASC. Because of SCU's integrative health approach, they have evidence-formed life-changing care, which combines Eastern and Western medicine practices. You can choose of focus from acupuncture and Chinese medicine, massage therapy, doctor of chiropractic with a sports medicine focus, and so much more. Plus, SCU has an on-campus health clinic where you can get experience with real patients. Visit scuhs.edu/apply. Again, scuhs.edu/apply and fill out the application today. You can use code Sahara Rose for $50 off. Are you interested in having a career focused on health and wellness? Well, if so, then the universe is calling you to become a holistic health coach. I am offering this incredible deal, a discount of $1,500 off my alma mater, Institute for Integrative Nutrition, which is the world's largest nutrition school with guest teachers such as Deepak Chopra, Chris Carr, Dr. Hyman, Dr. Andrew Whale, and so many others. It is split between 6 months of health coaching programs teaching you hundreds of nutritional theories, including Ayurveda, as well as 6 months of business coaching. And as an additional bonus, I am offering a webinar where I will teach you how to use social media to create a thriving career as a health coach. On top of that, I have created a private Facebook community just for the Highest Self podcast listeners who are becoming health coaches to connect with each other, meet up with each other, and support one another on this journey. So if you're interested, send an email over to Sahara, S-A-H-A-R-A, at eatfeelfresh.com with subject I-I-N. Again, Sahara at eatfeelfresh.com with subject I-I-N. And I will personally send you back the email that will allow you to get a $1,500 off discount, as well as my business coaching webinar and the private Facebook group. I'm so excited for you to begin your journey as a health coach. You also talk about in your book, you talk about being in your light body. So can you explain what that means?
Yeah. So if we look at Instagram, we look at Facebook, we see so much focused on the 3D. We got the abs, we got the glutes, we got the glutes, we got the booty, we got all this stuff on Instagram. And we give so much power away to this body with the food we eat, the choices we make. It's all about the body. And we do it primarily actually when we're younger. So I'm really speaking to the millennial generation, which you're all about as well as millennials. I'm a older millennial, but I still fall in that category, 80s baby. But when we stop giving so much power away to this body, the ego, right? The ego is a black hole. We start to realize that the light body and the other bodies that we have as human beings, we start to see, we start to feel, we start to hear, we start to take part in the co-creation of the universe. And it's like this giant symphony. And we realize that what we thought was cool about the five senses are so small compared to the infinite amount of senses that we actually have when we're tapped into the other realms. And the light body is just one of the bodies that we have. And if we remembered that we are light beings in this experience, having this human experience, it would solve a lot of problems that we have with the body world, with the realm of the 3D.
So true. And I don't know if you know about this, but in Ayurveda, they have something called the koshas, which are layers outside of your body. So we have our physical body, the food-based body, and we have our breath body, our energetic body, our mental body, and our auric body. So it's like these layers, kind of like radio waves. So it's exactly what you're speaking of. And it's so fascinating that in any kind of, you know, spiritual journey you go on, you're finding these exact same truths.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And it's been with us since the beginning of time. And I think as human beings living now, we've kind of lost sight of that a little bit, which is why I love ancient Ayurveda so much, is because they do incorporate that. And understanding that will change your whole entire life.
Totally. And I think, you know, also the way to get into those other bodies is to really go in the physical body and not in the way of I just want to have great glutes for Instagram, but to like really feel the physical body. And I think that that's what this whole new paradigm of spirituality against. I feel like before spirituality was very like, you leave the body, it has nothing to do with the body. And there's a lot of other spiritual teachers like, you can eat whatever you want, it doesn't matter, it's just about your energy. But I think that it does matter. And yes, really our body holds so many codes. And when we can unlock it and really operate at our physical fullest potential, that's how those other koshas, those layers unlock.
Yes. And I'm so grateful that you're tuning into this and you've been doing this work. I mean, Ayurvedic teaches you access points to that. And one of my big things is, and I hired a spiritual teacher years ago, but I was so out of my body as a healer. And I was very comfortable in like the alien realms. You know, we would do crystal healings and things like that. And I would feel so drawn to rocks that aren't even of this planet. And then she's like, wow, she's like, we really get to work on you feeling at home. So one of the big things that I've been working on over the past 3 years is really feeling at home. And in doing that, realizing that the greatest portal we have in this human body is within us. It's in our heart. You know, the furthest journey we'll ever take as a human being is 17 inches, and it's from our mind into our sacred heart. And that sacred heart, Jesus talks about it, Buddha talks about it. I mean, that opens up pathways to realms that most humans aren't even aware of, right?
Totally. And I can totally relate to that. And it's such a, like, Vata is the dosha that's very like airy up there. And it's almost like, yes, you can talk about astral projecting and going back to Atlantis and Lemuria and seeing these civilizations. But if your family life screwed up, you're stressed out on a daily basis, and you're just escaping these things by, you know, running away to the Pleiadian fields, then what does it really do? And I've just seen this happen so much. And I think, and it's really exciting because now I'm seeing this more and more connection of like, okay, how can we bring spirit realm into this realm and not have them be so separated? Because that really is feeding into duality.
Yes. And if you look at a lot of the like authors that are really, really touching the masses, it is in the collaboration and the connection between both worlds. So, you know, Joe Dispenza, we're taking our leadership team to one of his events in Vancouver here coming up. And it's all about the neuroscience behind spirituality or accessing the quantum field. And it's all the information from, you know, the light body work, from accessing the portal within us. And Esther Hicks talks about it through Abraham. Like, everybody's preaching the same thing, essentially. It's just what resonates with you the most. That's what I love seeing, is that the world truly is waking up. And it's whatever resonates for you. There's information out there that can take you to that level. But not getting lost in it. And it was funny that you said the Pleiadian fields and everything else. And if you go to Encinitas, which is 45 minutes away from where I live in San Diego, it's all of that. Like, people just sitting around talking about Lumeria, playing their crystal bowls and lighting incense and not really doing anything and not everybody there, because there's some big movers and shakers there as well. But you have an occasional bout with somebody like that. And it's interesting to see that.
Totally. And it's and that's why people like you are really rare, because you're connected and you know all that exists, but you're also still like very much doing work, like hopping on meetings, like doing things in the physical dimension. And it can be hard. It can be really hard when you become spiritually involved. You're like, ugh, why do I want to even be part of this society? But to see that our purpose is to bring that heaven to earth, not to escape from earth, that's when I feel the real higher dimensions become unlocked.
Beautifully said. I agree wholeheartedly.
Yeah, I talk about that a lot on the podcast. I used to live in Ubud, Bali, which is very much a similar community to that. And at first I was like, this is amazing. I get to just ecstatic dance and rebirth myself all day long. But then I'm like, really? Like, what am I doing for the world? Like, is it really helping us just being in this bubble when we have no communication and we don't even want to hear about what's really going on? And that's why it's very exciting. People like Joe Dispenza and Marianne Williamson and all these people who are like, yes, how can we bring that into this 3D matrix?
Absolutely. And yeah, I've been so blessed to have mentors and other people in my life that actually have shown me that. And I know you've done some work with Deepak too. So he's probably one of those that has really helped you. But I mean, it levels us up so that we can help more people. And that's the true gift, is in helping others.
So I've heard you talk about this on different podcasts that you've been on, but a lot of us are in fear of our own light. We know intellectually we're supposed to be stepping into our light, being our best selves, eating the right foods, but we're not taking action. So can you share why we would be in fear of our own light?
Well, I think the reason most people are in fear of their own light is because they have formed bonds with the people around them and they love it. You know, they, as human beings, we're meant to share this experience with our relationships. So for what I've seen is people become part of this group. And if they break out of that group, they feel like they're going to be alone and on their way. So what's crazy is in my life and transformation and rebirthing and doing the identity stuff that we've been talking about, it's like there's another family that opens up to you always. Like the universe, God, whatever you want to call it, always delivers more people that are like-minded to you. So it's just a false fear. And getting past that opens up so much more in our lives. I think that's one of the big things. And then the other one is like limitations. And I talk about this in the book UBU as well. There's a lot of limitations that we built up from the past, from our parents, from society. We've been indoctrinated to play small. And everywhere you look on TV, everywhere we go, it's play small, play small, play small. Don't be an out-of-the-box thinker. Go to school, memorize things, be part of the monotonous system or the matrix, right? So to be a creative thinker and a co-creator with the experience of the great architect of your life and allow the great animator to move through you, you have to step outside of what's normal. And there's so much life in doing that, but there's also so much fear in your own light. There's so much fear in what could potentially go wrong. What could potentially go wrong holds everybody back. They're not thinking about what could go right. And when you really start to project yourself, you know, get in one of these airy realms, like you astral project yourself in the future and you see yourself as the higher, biggest version of who you truly are, it would give you goosebumps every day of your life. You could live in every single moment of that, drawing closer to that thing that you desire. But instead, we just live in fear of the unknown. And the unknown is where all the juice is.
So true. And we all have these collective agreements. And it's not like we all sat in this circle like, hey, we're all going to agree to only get this successful. And only like it's, but it's this unspoken about agreement of, okay, we're all here. So if you suddenly change your life and stop drinking with us and stop having jobs you hate because we bond over that or whatever else it is in your collective friend group, family group, whatever it is, and you branch out of that, not only can there be almost feeling left out of the tribe, but there can actually be people who are trying to actively hold you back, like make you feel guilty about what you're doing, make you feel like you're crazy, make you feel like you're the one in the wrong. And that's when I feel like it's like the real test of how much do you believe in this way when the people around you who maybe you've loved and trusted your whole life are the ones who are adamantly against you right now.
Absolutely. And they want you to stay small because that's their comfort zone. Right. And if you grow outside, it's like tall poppy syndrome. The poppy plant doesn't allow the other plants around it to grow higher than it is. It starts sucking the nutrients out of the soil to keep it small. That's what we do as human beings.
Yeah, it's so true. So I know you grew up in Michigan and that was probably a place with a collective agreement. And for people listening right now that maybe they're like, I really want to step into light. I want to live my dharma. I want to have a company that's aligned with what I do. What is your word of advice for them?
You know, we could get all esoteric or give this intelligent quote about do this or do that, but I really think it just begins in the starting of it. Like, stop thinking about it. There's far too many people that get stuck up in analysis paralysis, and there's not as many people that are just doers. You know, there's so many dreamers. As millennials, we love to dream. We love to sit back and dream all day, but there's more value in the doing because, like Les Brown and these other people have talked about in the past, the wealthiest place on earth is the graveyard. And that's because all of those dreams have died. Dreams of inventions, dreams of being these world-renowned people and speakers, but they've just let it go to the grave with them. So the doer is the person that has the advantage. So whatever you have in your heart to create, make it happen. Get up, do it. Micro commitments. Change something every single day until you look back at your life and you're like, wow, Like, this is the dream that I've always had. Now I'm living it and I'm living proof of that. I've been doing this for 8 years. The thing I said in the beginning was I just want to encourage people, inspire people to become healthy with their mindset and in their body. And I want to build a company around it. It wasn't about the money. It was about helping as many people as humanly possible. I focused on helping one person a day. And now I'm proud to say we had over 1 million bottles of Organifi go out last year. Not only that, but we've also saved the lives of over 60,000 children from eyesight stuff due to nutrients and everything else. So the bigger game you play, the more people you can help. But it starts with those micro commitments.
So very true. It's all about the actions that we take. We can have the best ideas in our head, but if we're not doing anything about them, guess what? It stays up in that vortex where nothing happens.
Yeah.
So thank you so much for being an example of following your light and spreading that light and supercharging it. So
come on.
All of those people drinking Organifi who've had their lives totally up-leveled can then pay it forward as well.
Yes. And thank you for sharing your light too and what you do, because now we're here and it's awesome.
Thank you. So where can listeners connect with you and try your products and get your book?
Yeah, Organifi.com, and they can check out all the supplements, the green juice, the red juice, and check that out there. And also fitlife.tv is my personal blog. And then Drew Cannoli on Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook. You can check me out there.
Well, thank you so much for being part of the Highest Self podcast, and definitely would love to have you back to have a super esoteric spiritual talk next time.
Yes. Oh my God. Likewise.
Yes. How epic was that conversation with Drew? I feel like I can talk to him forever about consciousness, food, mind, body connection, you know, all the things that we Highest Self podcast listeners like to talk about. So if you want to get your hands on some amazing Organifi products, I love the green juice, love the red juice. They also have an amazing gold, which is like a turmeric reishi blend. You can head over to Organifi.com, Organifi.com, and use coupon code Sahara for 20% off. I love the green juice. That's like my go-to just so I can get in those alkalizing greens every day, but also get in the superfoods that come with it. The gold is amazing as well if you're looking for a delicious turmeric blend. Steven, my fiance, loves the red. It has acai and cordyceps, so it's really good for a pre-workout, energizing. All their products are amazing, USDA or organic, and I highly recommend getting your hands on some. So again, head over to Organifi.com, Organifi.com, and use coupon code Sahara for 20% off. And if you love this episode, I would love to share with you the first half of my unreleased book, Eat Right for Your Mind Body Type, which is different from my book, Eat Feel Fresh. It is my unreleased, never to be released book because it is now part of my Eat Right for Your Mind Body Type program. I would love to send it to you absolutely free. All you got to do is leave me a review in the iTunes store, take a screenshot, and email it over to me at sahara@eatfeelfresh.com. Again, take a screenshot of the review and email it to me at sahara@eatfeelfresh.com, and I will send you the first half of my unreleased book, Eat Right for Your Mind Body Type. Namaste.